This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. From the nation's capital in Washington, D.C., I'm Dustin Huffman. Over the past several years, the biofuels industry has faced a lack of consistent support, whether from past administration or from the previous leadership at the EPA. This has left the critical renewable energy sector waiting for the backing it needs to drive innovation and growth. But yesterday, Iowa 3rd District Congressman Zach Nunn took a step toward changing that narrative by introducing new legislation aimed at supporting the future of biofuels. We'll talk with Congressman Nunn about that coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming Innovation is driven to deliver unbiased research and results to all our members. Our nationally recognized team of researchers' only incentive is to improve Iowa's soybean farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. From farmer-led trials to the latest research results, our team can find the right, unbiased opportunity to meet your farm's unique needs. All thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment. Learn more about ISA's Research Center for Farming Innovation at iasoybeans.com.
I was in Washington, D.C. yesterday when Congressman Nunn made the announcement. I had the opportunity to visit with him directly about what this bill aims to accomplish and how it can help move the needle for America's renewable fuel producers.
Yeah, so this is the Ag Bio Act. It's really focused on innovation. I think we should all recognize over the next 10 years, we have the opportunity to grow in our field an increase of a 70% yield. And that's going to come through smart innovation in the sector. I've tag teamed with a Democrat on the other side of the aisle. It's a bipartisan approach to this to say, what can we do to get more of a hub and spoke model of real success? We want to make sure that type of innovation continues. And so this adds new grants to the program. Overall, it builds on some of the things we've done. I'll just highlight very quickly here, existing and new grants to build and help our biorefineries, which is really helping grow our energy independence, loan guarantees for advanced biofuels and bio-based product manufacturing, so we can get that base to be able to support it. Again, domestically, exactly what President Trump is asking for, made in America. And then also supporting our rural economic growth through clean energy innovation. The bill also mandates that the USDA extend this program year-round. And one of the things that we've seen too many times is that USDA will provide a grant, but then when it comes to harvest or growing season, that grant expires, and we're asking for extension after extension. This needs to be year-round, just like we'd ask for E15 or anything else in the biofuels market.
So what does the bill mean for everyday consumers, the ethanol and biodiesel plants, and rural communities that rely on the jobs they provide? Congressman Nunn says it's about creating certainty and opportunity across the whole entire biofuels value chain.
I mean, so I think for all of us, whether you're a farmer, whether you're a refinery, or whether you're just a consumer, we want to be able to help drive down those prices. We've seen it already happen just in the year alone from this work. And that means, you know, fewer supply chain costs mean more affordable things. We saw when Secretary Rollins came out, her work to help inoculate and protect our chickens meant that the egg prices, which had been astronomical under the Biden administration, have finally come back to a place where families can afford it again. We've also really pushed this idea here that with everything going on in the world, farmers don't want a handout. And candidly, Iowans don't want a handout either to see their tax dollars going to this. But what we need is a competitive market space where Iowa farmers can sell. One of the things that was most frustrating over the last 4 years of the Biden administration, we went from having trade parity to a $50 billion trade deficit. And during that time, we had no new trade deals for the U.S. to be able to sell our agricultural products. That cost Americans more, and it also put a lot of family farms on the precipice of deciding whether they could do this next growing season.
The legislation marks meaningful efforts to reinforce the role of biofuels in America's energy strategy. For more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.